This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. Thank you to ESPN for putting that it is Tuesday on the TV screen for me. It's going to be a good day.
Don't be misled by ESPN's graphic that says the Tigers at Astros starts at 2:30. It starts at 2:30
That's Eastern time.
2:30 Eastern.
Yeah.
It's 2:32 Eastern.
2:32. You
prime
love that.
Time.
Yep. Prime time.
That's right.
1:32
yes,
here.
Yeah, 1:32. Sorry.
Yeah, let's
I'm
not
staring,
it's
staring
early.
At SportsCenter with their Eastern bias.
Yep. Welcome in, everybody, on a Tuesday. And yes, the playoffs get started today. We'll get to that in the second segment as more and more of you get into your automobiles. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I feel like a little bit of that overwhelmed feeling of, oh, man, there's so much sports going on.
A lot of stuff,
got these,
man.
I guess these two Monday Night Football things are going to be, I bet by the there'll probably be 17 of them by 3 years from now.
They had one last week. They had one again this week, the doubleheader. And yeah. I'm still torn on the two games at the same time
thing. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that, honestly.
I don't get it.
And honestly, too, you know, as much as people say, well, you know, they make too much of who the announcers are. Nobody tunes in to watch the announcers. True to a degree, but I definitely turn away if it doesn't feel... If it's a lackluster game about teams I don't care about, then I'm just... It doesn't feel the same.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to... Okay, why do people pay extra money for a nice hotel? It's usually not that much different.
Right.
It's just the accoutrements and everything.
Little
details and everything.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about Monday Night Football. Like, yeah. Give me something that feels something like it's something special.
I would say this about last night's Monday Night game. First of all, neither of them were... The Titans game wasn't super compelling just because it was a blowout. And Miami's awful without Tua.
I liked watching Will Levis... get
banged up
again.
Well, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going with this, because if we take a look at the Titans game, and the Titans, if you missed it, the Titans ended up blowing out the Dolphins last night, 31-12, I think was the final score. The other game, Seattle falls from the ranks of the unbeaten, which you could see coming from a mile away based on how shaky their 3-0 start was. I mean, they beat some bad teams. Detroit ran them out of the gym last night. They scored 42 points on them. 42-29, the final score in that one. Seth, I'm looking at the Titans and I'm looking at the Colts yesterday, or 2 days ago, the Colts. And in a weird way, this is one of the, I won't say it's worst case scenario, but it's definitely skews in that direction for the Texans.
Yeah.
I think the worst thing for the Texans is for Will Levis and Anthony Richardson to get hurt.
I know. No, 100%.
Like those are scarier football teams right now with Mason Rudolph and Joe Flacco.
Those are the classic guys where when you're playing a rookie quarterback, for instance, that your veteran QB on the roster is probably better.
Andy Dalton and Bryce Young.
Right,
I know Bryce
right.
isn't a rookie anymore.
No, I remember watching the Jets when it was Sanchez and Brunell was his backup.
Right.
You know, and like, okay, man, I tell you what, Brunell wouldn't be hurting his own team, at least. You might as well put 42-year-old Brunell in. So, yeah, with Will Levis, he goes out and he's just, Mason Rudolph's not going to make as many boneheadedly stupid decisions, including, now Levis, this is going to be Levis, this is what he does. He takes so many stupid hits, like stuff that he just...
a shoulder injury.
Yeah, and you take as much contact as he does, especially needlessly, it's going to add up over time. And Richardson is just, he's flat-out injury-prone.
He's injury-prone. And he got injured in the game on Sunday, and they brought him back in, and they immediately run a designed run for him, and he gets knocked out again.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Flacco doesn't worry me as much. You know, even though we saw him in the regular season, and he tore the Texans up. I think he's got a shelf life in terms of, all right, once he spends a certain number of games in an offense and they see how they're going to use him, then I'm not as concerned about that.
I'm not super concerned about either team. I just think it's interesting that both teams functioned better this week. In week four, there's no denying that both of these teams, the Indianapolis Colts and for sure the Tennessee Titans, functioned way better with their veteran backups in than they did with the young guys that were drafted alongside C.J. Stroud
in
that class of 2023.
And then I'm thinking last night as I'm watching the Dolphins without Tua, and just a screen pass turned lateral, like all the things that are that probably wouldn't happen with Tua in there. It was ugly. Yeah. I feel like if you're trying to figure out, okay, who probably made the worst decision in paying a quarterback that you weren't quite sure about, Tua, it's still very much up for debate whether that was a smart move or not. It's clear that they're not that they're better off with Tua, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
But the Jaguars, there's nothing good you can say about it. He was bad that's the Texans' biggest sin in that game is in which they didn't actually let the Jaguars score a whole bunch.
No.
But they turned Trevor Lawrence into a more efficient quarterback than he typically is, but he still wasn't good in the game.
18 of 33.
Yeah, he airmailed a couple of easy touchdowns. I mean, that's what was frustrating about it, was that you were letting Trevor Lawrence into that game. But, man, the Jaguars just did not. There was nothing about Trevor Lawrence in that performance where you thought it was worth him getting all that money.
No, they I thought about Tua also last night. I'm like, God, it is a weird dynamic with all these quarterback contracts. I mean, I've had a link sitting on the rundown for a week now about how bad all these $50+ million dollar contracts have been. Like, there's not a single one that's been doled out that doesn't have some sort of really bad hair on it. The Tua thing is interesting because in some respects you go, like, you watch Skylar Thompson or last night Snoop Huntley or whoever muck around out there and look horrible, and you're like, well, that's why we pay Tua $53 million. And then you're like, well, he's concussed again.
And he's already right. That's the whole thing.
It's weird. It proves the point of having to pay a quarterback.
Yeah.
And at the same time, proves the point of, well, don't pay that quarterback.
Man, you know, Michael Silver, is that his name? Michael Silver, the guy that was on NFL Network, and now he's doing. Yeah. I saw him doing an interview.
Got that weird raspy voice.
He's like Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Like, but drunker. he was. I think he was on Barstool. But he was telling
us. He was.
Us,
I saw this interview. That
when the Shanahans were in Washington, and after RG3's rookie year, that basically Mike Shanahan wanted to play Kirk Cousins. That despite. And it was either after his rookie year or his second year. It was one, you know, right after he was coming off of rookie of the year and all that.
Yeah.
But they kind of felt like, no, we already don't like what we have in RG3, and we'd like to trade him away.
Right.
And it just got shut down by the owner. Right. Yeah, they should have traded him away. So I think, I mean, with Tua, it's not on the play side of things, even though I do feel like there's, as a player, he's fine. But he's concussed all the time.
Yeah.
But there's something like, I feel like if you're the Dolphins, you're Mike McDaniel. I mean, I know he's always positive all the time, but was there any skeptical part of him that thought, like, ah, gosh, this guy's brain is jiggling around in his skull like like a pinball? I don't know, man.
I haven't had a chance to watch. I want to watch McDaniel's press conference from last night and just see how he was with everything that went on out there. What a weird game. There was Ben sent us the audio. Ross Tucker was on that game last night on the radio. And apparently, I didn't see it. I was out. I had my appearance. Shout out to Legacy Cigars and Lounge. We had a great time
Legacy
out there. We had a great time out there last night watching football. But they had both games on, obviously, on all the TVs in there. And at that point in the game where there was some onside kick, or no, it was like a safety, like the free kick after a safety.
Yeah.
And I guess Miami tried to onside the free kick. And the ruling was some super confusing ruling that Cleet Blakeman had to explain, like over-explain to the entire crowd, whoever was left in the building at that point. And Ross was just like, I don't understand what's going on right now.
Ross is this is why I like Ross as a color commentator better than Tony Romo as well, is that Ross is aware of when he's being dumb.
Yeah.
You know, Romo just keeps out, especially with the rules officiating stuff. Romo, like, who's their rules analyst with Romo?
Is it Steratore?
Steratore.
Gene?
Basically, Steratore will say, well, so you see, Tony, it's because his knee was down and then his elbow hit out of bounds. And Tony will be like, yeah, because it's all about whether the elbow is in bounds. I know what you're saying, Gene. Let me quote you inaccurately. And Gene's like, well, no, Tony, it's actually, no, his knee was down. And right. That's the worst when you're trying to explain. You know, this happens with Brandy and I a lot. I'm trying to explain something. And she's saying, yeah, I know, I got it. I'm trying to be a good husband. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, no, I can tell you don't get it. And she's like, yeah, no, Seth, I got it. And I'm like, oh, she's going to think I'm mansplaining her, but I know she doesn't understand what I'm saying.
So what primal instinct kicks in for you? Do you continue to explain, or do you back off?
No, I let her go try it for herself, and then she fumbles it.
Chops off one of her fingers.
Yeah, like, listen, sweetie.
That's how a baler works.
If I can't explain it to you.
I told you that's how a buzzsaw works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good news yesterday from our friend D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans. Tank Dell will be back. Well, actually, D'Amico didn't give that news, but Will Kunkel on X of Fox 26 said that Tank Dell is expected
Nathaniel
back this
Dell.
Week. Nathaniel.
He's Nathaniel until he gets back on the field.
And then you can be Tank again.
Yes.
All right.
Somebody in a heated discussion during my chat yesterday about whether or not Tank Dell should be returning kicks. And I used to try to be Rico analytical about this and be like, well, statistically, it's no more dangerous than crossing the street.
Where are you on it now?
No, hell no. Keep him off the field except when he's absolutely necessary.
I was a Dell kick return guy, too. I'm not on that anymore. So, yeah, I saw Will tweet that out yesterday. D'Amico did confirm that Christian Harris will not be activated this
week. I know,
week.
This was... okay. The Texans have... Sean, I hope I didn't put this in the notes. Okay. Of the linebackers who are not Henry Toa and Azeez Alshire, who have played on defense, not on special teams, but on defense, who is it? Like, who's played the third most and how many reps does he have?
The third most snaps?
Yes.
I'm going to guess Neville Hewitt because that's the only one I can think of right now.
With one rep.
He played one snap at linebacker?
Yes.
Wow, man.
So Cody Seuss asked a question yesterday about all the snaps that the linebackers were getting. And Cody asked it in such a way that he was asking about, like, are you worried about almost like are they getting too much usage or going to be on a snap count or something? With linebackers, those guys generally don't rotate. Your Sam will just come off the field and nickel. But right now, they're never in their 4-3 base. They're in nickel and dime all
Petrie's
the time.
Petrie's basically the other linebacker.
Yeah, and they don't feel great about the other options. I think they're going to play mostly nickel all the time anyway. But there's times where, man, I just feel like they could use some big bodies out there.
Yeah.
There's some things in the run defense that it feels like, statistically, I don't think it was as bad as the numbers showed, and they hemmed it up towards the end. But it was leaky versus in the last couple weeks. And they need Christian Harris back. They need D'Amico Autry back. That's just there needs to be a little bit more angry aggression and athleticism at the second level right now.
All right, we're off and running on a Tuesday. Payne and Pendergast.
Body weight.
Payne and Pendergast just, with you.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Astros in the next segment here. Let's lay it out. 1:32 today. First pitch. We've got some updates on Yordan Alvarez. We're gonna probably. the roster is probably going to get released for the wild card round while we're on the air this morning.
Oh.
So we'll see who the Astros, you know, there's still a question about Verlander being on the roster, and the big one's Jordan Alvarez.
And we got to rip AJ Hinch too.
We got to rip AJ Hinch. Yeah. We'll hear from AJ in this next segment.
Are we doing 10 reasons I despise him?
We'll get that all put together.
Okay.
As I mentioned, I had a cigar appearance last night, so some things may have.
I had nodding off and on the couch to do, okay?
Yeah.
So you know, we all have our challenges, Sean.
We'll get to it all. Astros talk, getting you ready for the wild card round. That is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.